The following is a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.
I'm really excited because we've got a great guest, and I can't wait to introduce you and bring him on. He's one of my absolute favorites. I call him the Renaissance Man. He is a nationally known investment expert, economist, university professor, author of more than 25 books. He is President Fellow at Chapman University, where he's actually at right now and coming to us live. He's the producer of Freedom Fest, which is the world's largest gathering of free minds. It meets every July in Las Vegas. Can highly recommend it. In honor of all of his work he's done, Grantham University has renamed its business school the Mark Skousen School of Business. He's lived in 8 nations, traveled and lectured throughout the United States and 70 countries. But today, he is a guest of Straight Talk Money. Good morning, Mark Skousen. How are you?
Good. I am here in sunny California, but I suspect things are sunny in Texas as well. That's where you guys are located, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're here, and then the folks in Colorado, and I know yesterday, I mean, it's beautiful here in Houston today. In Colorado yesterday, I understand it was sunny, but the day before it was snowing. So they've got weather. You have to dress for 3 different seasons every time you walk out the door.
Today is the last day in Houston that you get to wear a sweater, because it was in the 50s this morning. But it's going to be gorgeous.
That's probably a headline on your newspaper.
Exactly. You talk about, jumping for news and scraping for news. But let's get down to business here, Mark, because yesterday, we saw the Dow as I was doing the opening bells yesterday. I mean, everything was happy. Then the Dow was up 200 points yesterday. And then the Fed came out and spoke, and there was, I guess, a few key things that they said that caused those sellers to step in. I mean, one of the things they talked about or mentioned was their $4.5 trillion balance sheet and how they were going to start reducing that, as well as the fact that stocks, the standard valuation measures were a little bit high. And so why would something like that rattle investors?
Well, I'm not sure it rattled them that much. It did kind of surprise me, because all I could do was I was going to teach my class here at Chapman University, and I said, well, I'll check the market real quick, but it was up sharply the last time I looked, and then I saw that it was down, and so that makes sense that, the markets climb a wall of, bull markets climb a wall of worry is one of my maxims of Wall Street. And so there's no evidence yet that we have peaked out. The public is right during the trends, but wrong at both ends. And the problem is you just don't know when those ends are. It's very difficult to figure that out. And a lot of people have had their careers handed to them by falsely predicting the top or the bottom of a market. The extremes are very hard to anticipate. And so I'm 100% invested. The Fed is reversing some of its policies, but I've always looked at the money supply, the supply of money, and the price of money. Those are the two factors I look at. Now, this unwinding of some of his assets is certainly a reversal of what they're doing. Heck, they could just hold on to those assets and let them, their 30-year mortgages and that sort of thing, and treasuries, they could hold on to those forever. But the fact that they are considering selling is a possible suggestion of tightening, some form of tightening. And so the market, I think, is reacting to a little bit of that, of removing of the champagne glasses, and because we've had 7 years now of easy money and 7 years or 8 years of a bull market. So we're all waiting for this correction, and we're anxious for the correction. Maybe investors are a little bit anxious as well. I think it would be healthy to have this pullback of 10% or 20%. I just don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, let me ask a question about the Fed selling. If they sell, some of, they've got some U.S. Treasuries, some agency-backed mortgage bonds, things like that. Wouldn't they probably be selling at a profit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they're making a lot of money. But, you know, the key here is a reversal of, you look at all of the various ways of demonstrating easy money. All right, one of them is quantitative easing, and they've stopped that, and they're apparently going to reverse it. Another one is interest rates. Instead of lowering interest rates, now they're raising rates. So that's two sections of end of easy money. The third one is the supply of money itself, M2. M2 continues to grow at an excessive inflationary rate of 6 to 8%. And they've done this throughout the financial crisis. This is why we have not had hyperinflation that a lot of my gold bug friends were predicting.
Yes.
Falsely, that there was going to be hyperinflation. What they were looking at was quantitative easing and seeing the balance sheet on the Fed doubling and tripling. And they said, oh, that's hyperinflation. Well, it was not hyperinflation. It was, in fact, if you look at the supply of money, it's pretty obvious that the Fed was just holding on to these assets and not increasing the money supply to pay for them.
Okay.
So the result is you have to look at M2. I'm still one of the few analysts out there that looks at the supply of money. And the reason people stopped looking at it was because nobody had any confidence in the supply of money because nobody knew what the supply of money was. With deregulation starting in the 1980s. So the Fed and everyone else switched to interest rates. So anyway, we're getting into some details on Fed policy, but the fact is that Jeremy Siegel and others have wisely pointed out M2 growing at 6 to 8%. That should have been increasing inflation in the United States, but we're a world currency, so we can export our inflation and get away with it. Now with Donald Trump in office and kind of being anti-international, anti-trade, anti-free trade, being insular, America first, that could backfire, and we could see a return of inflation. What's kept us from avoiding inflation, which is very bullish because inflation is a great danger to the stock market. We've been able to do that because we have free trade, because we got all those cheap goods from abroad, and we could expand our economy. And also because we could export our inflation because dollars were in demand outside the United States. But the dollar has been very strong until recently. And if the dollar starts dropping, that's going to bring inflation back into the United States. And that's why I do have a gold position if we do have more inflation coming down the road. But it's a very small position at this point.
All right. We're going to have to take a break here, Dr. Skousen, but on the other side of this break, I would like to get a little bit more information. You know, you mentioned trade, and of course, Donald Trump is going to meet with China's president today. And I think a lot of investors are kind of watching that to see what comes out of that meeting as well. And also, we want to talk about and find out about Freedom Fest coming up this year as well. So you are listening to Dr. Mark Skousen, editor of Forecast and Strategies, also nationally known investment expert, economist, and a university professor. And we will be back with more.
The following is a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the show today. I'm Peggy Tuck along with Dave Dyer. And, of course, on the line, we have Dr. Mark Skousen. He is the editor of Forecast and Strategies. He's also the producer of Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds. It meets every July in Las Vegas. Can highly recommend that. And we'll get you a little more information on that. But first, we have him for such a short time. Let's finish picking his brain here a little bit, Dave. And you had a question about treasuries.
Well, yeah, we were talking. The show goes on during the break while you guys get to listen to ads. But we were, I have
good
a question.
Stuff.
I've been mystified by the performance of the yield on the 10-year Treasury, that it seems to be going down at a time when everyone anticipated it would be going up. And I'd like to hear your opinions, your insights on that a little bit to help me out.
Well, as I tell my students here at Chapman, the Treasury market is the world's largest, most liquid market. And so there's world demand there, and there's a lot of problems around the world. I mean, we were talking at the break about Venezuela and how here's a country that was the richest in the year 2000, the richest country in Latin America, and now is one of the poorest 17 years later. And these are intelligent people. I lived in Venezuela for a while. I know it's a great country, and yet they've allowed a country to become a Marxist dictatorship. And stuff like that causes a lot of wealth to leave, and people are searching for solutions. And they also think the U.S. market is overvalued, so they move into treasuries as kind of a worry-free way to invest. And, you know, I think it's really tragic. We were also talking about how Fox News and other cable networks are just looking at pure headlines and missing many of the big stories out there. And it's really a disgrace how poorly the cable news and CNN and stuff. I mean, they've had no stories on Venezuela, what's going on. And you speak about Freedom Fest. One of the things we do at Freedom Fest is that, as Steve Forbes says, this is where the best ideas are discussed. And he's there all 3 days because we're going to talk about Venezuela. We're going to talk about what's going on in Russia, you know, that they've banned the Jehovah's Witnesses as terrorists. Can you imagine that? And that was another front page story in the New York Times. But no, it was nowhere on cable news and stuff. But it's really scary, some of the losses of freedom that's going on around the world. And even here in the United States, the problems of students who are facing huge debts, and, you know, how do they deal with it? And hopefully Trump is going to deliver here, but so far we haven't seen any change in any policies at all except for a few executive orders. So I've covered a lot of material on that one.
So
money is coming into the Treasury as a safe haven.
Yeah,
and that's,
yeah,
that's
I keep think that continues, from, and that's going to... It's a world currency, so whatever's happening around the world is going to affect that, not just what happens with U.S. investors.
Okay,
I want to switch gears here just briefly because, of course, President Trump is going to be meeting with China's president today. You know, a lot is going to be discussed, trade imbalances, jobs, currency manipulation, you know, all of that. And apparently the message that the Chinese president wants to get across to us is that we – can't, you know, blame them for everything.
Yeah, no, it's Trump as president is very different from Trump when it comes to president versus the election, and the bombast has got to go out. Now he has to actually govern. And so I think it's going to be a much more subdued relationship. Now, I do worry about this guy, Peter Navarro, who's actually from UC Irvine out here. He is the chief trade guy, and he's produced a documentary called Death by China. So you can imagine what that's about, but it's a very negative view of China. And that's the thing, that's the guy I worry about, that he has President Trump's ear. And so it's going to have niceties and all that sort of thing with their first meeting. But I fear that any kind of legislation, a border tax and that sort of thing is going to be very bad for the free trade policies that the United States has pursued for many years. So it's something to be watching very carefully. And again, it's the type of topic that we'll discuss. We actually have top Asian experts. We have Mark Mobius, from Templeton, Franklin, and we have Jim Rogers. I'm sure you all know Jim Rogers, who now lives in Singapore.
I was excited to see the two of them going to be there.
Yeah, and Keith Fitzgerald, who's very much an expert on Japan and so forth. So those big three in Asia are going to be at our Freedom Fest conference. And if people want more information, they should just go to freedomfest.com. But we're in July 19th through the 22nd. And we have William Shatner as our keynote speaker, and we have Steve Forbes' 70th birthday party. So there's going to be a lot of great events there, but we cover everything and anything that's really important, what's really going on in the world, and not what you're seeing on the headline news on these cable channels, which is a lot of it's fake news or trivia. It's really sad.
Well, it's entertainment, Mark, because they are on there, you know, 24 hours a day. And so they've got, you know, you got to fill airtime. And so whereas they're grasping for, you know, we've sat here many a morning on the show and laughed about the headline that'll come across CNBC, you know, the headline.
Well, I think they're selling America short by not telling them what's really discussing the really heavy issues. By the way, we do have Greg Gutfeld coming for the first time. He's kind of a self-styled libertarian of the co-host of The Five and so on, and he's going to give us the real lowdown on what's happening on Fox News and Bill O'Reilly and all these crazy things that that are going on. It should be pretty interesting.
Well, Peggy, are you going this year? Because you've gone in the past.
I was actually at the very first one, and it was
Very
exciting.
It's our 10th anniversary.
It'd be a great place for you to do some interviews.
Well, Keith Fitzgerald is a regular on our show. We often go to Keith, especially when we want to, you know, learn about Japan and that area of the world. But folks, I have to tell you, it's a fabulous event. It goes on every July in Las Vegas. You can go to freedomfest.com. And, I mean, thousands of people from around the world. I mean, Grover Norquist is going to be there this time. And they just, it's just a wealth
Steve
of information.
Moore.
Yeah. And Steve Forbes, and it being his birthday, that's where I first met Steve Forbes in person.
Cool.
Was at Freedom Fest. As
what's great about him is that normally he comes in, gives the speech, and leaves. But Freedom Fest is the only conference he spends all 3 days. He calls it the gold standard of conferences. So that's quite a compliment.
Well, and you know, I see him at the money shows as well, and that's where I first met Dr. Skousen, was at a money show, and but you're right, Steve comes in and makes his, you know, presentation, and he's usually kind of gone, you know, after that.
Oh yeah, but go ahead.
I was going to ask you if you were going to be at the money show in Las Vegas.
Oh yes, I'll be in the money show, and Kim Giffler, who's in charge of it, is trying to encourage everyone to come to the Saturday night banquet at Freedom Fest to celebrate Steve Forbes' 70th birthday. So we're going to have a great time at our conference. And it's the only conference that Kim Giffler allows us to announce at her conference at the Money Show. But, yeah, I'll definitely be there. And I look forward to seeing you and everyone else.
Well,
that should be fun.
Great. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Dr. Mark Skousen, editor of Forecast and Strategies. Go to markskousen.com, S-K-O-U-S-E-N, or you can go to straighttalkmoney.com. I'll get you the information. Thanks, Mark, for joining us this morning.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Dave, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
All the listeners, thank you for joining us. Go out and make yourself some money, and as Mike Robertson always says, God bless.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Straight Talk About Money. The market data in this rebroadcast is not current and should not be used for any financial decisions.